Jesus is on His way to Jerusalem. He knows He's going to die there. And as He thinks of Jerusalem, He says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate." Jesus is lamenting over Jerusalem, over the people of God which Jerusalem represents. Lament is to express deep regret or sorrow or grief. Later on in the Gospel of Luke, as Jesus approaches Jerusalem and sees the city, Jesus wept over it. Our Lord's heart was broken. He wanted nothing more than to gather the people of God into the safety and the comfort of God's arms, as a mother hen protects her chicks. But they will reject Him. He knows they will reject Him and torture Him and then crucify Him on a cross. And because they reject the Son of God, they will be left desolate. Jesus laments over Israel. Throughout the Bible, God laments over His people. It is a constant theme. In the beginning, God created this magnificent world full of beauty, perfect in every way. And the crown jewel of His creation was Adam and Eve. But they rejected His love, rejected His will. And as a result of their rejection, sin entered the world. And sin grew and grew and grew. And in Genesis 5 we read, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled." Deep, deep sorrow and grief. That is lament. Then God made a covenant with Abraham, and He began a new salvation story. And when His people were suffering as slaves in Egypt, God acted decisively with the help of Moses. And God performed miracle after miracle, finally parted the Red Sea so the Israelites could escape Pharaoh's army. God freed His people through the mighty miracles of the Exodus. But then the Israelites found themselves out in the desert, hungry and thirsty, and afraid that they would die out in the desert. They grumbled and complained and got angry. They longed to go back to Egypt, back to slavery, back to the cruel life that they used to have, because at least they would have food and water. And God laments. He looks on His people with deep sorrow and grief. In Numbers 14:10, we read how the Israelites rebelled against Moses and Aaron. They even talked about stoning them. And God says to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the signs I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they." Now Moses is able to change God's mind. But don't miss the deep lament of God. He is grieving over the Israelites, wondering if he has made a mistake. God's heart is breaking over their rejection of his love and goodness. The entire Old Testament is filled with God's lament over his people. Over and over and over again, the people of God break his heart through their rebellion and their worship of other gods. I believe God continues to lament over humanity. His heart is breaking today over the massacre of Muslims worshiping in their mosque in New Zealand. God laments the death of children from malnutrition, the rape of women, the abuse of children, the sexual slavery of millions of young girls, the senseless slaughter of innocent people, corrupt politicians who care only for themselves, drugs that destroy lives, the rich getting richer while the poor suffer, climate change that threatens to destroy our world, gun violence that seems to be an epidemic. I also believe that God is lamenting the state of our country, where hatred, prejudice, and racism seem to be growing, where children are forcibly taken away from their parents who only seek safe asylum in America, where money buys admittance to unqualified students in Ivy League colleges, where politicians can't seem to work together to solve the problems of our country, where power is abused and the powerful seem to be getting away with all kinds of crimes. On and on I could go. God weeps as he looks at the human race. It's true what Paul says in our scripture from Philippians this morning. For as often I have told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. And their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. God laments over so many today who are rejecting him and living only for themselves. So what must we do? We must follow the example of St. Paul. In Romans 7:21-25, Paul laments over his own sin. Listen to his words. Even though I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our only hope from the power of sin in this world and the sin that is deep within our hearts is the salvation of our Lord. When we feel sorrow for our sin and turn to the Lord, we will be saved. When we feel sorrow for our sins, it leads us to repentance, which leads to salvation from sin through the death and resurrection of Jesus. I invite you to turn with me to selection number 808 in the back of your hymnal. selection 808. I invite you to read this with me responsively, and then just to come to the Lord in silent prayer. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. So that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. You desire truth in my inward being. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Do not cast me away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Then I will teach transgressors your way. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. For you have no delight in sacrifice. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit. Let's continue in prayer. Sin is a painful reality in this world and in each of our hearts. But you have given us the power to break the sin that is within us, to cleanse it, to remove its control over us, and to make it diminish over time. Thank you, Lord, for your victory over sin. Help us to experience that victory in our own lives as we confess our sins, turn to you, and experience the amazing grace that only you can give us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.